Ketchikan,
Kotzebue,
Dillingham,
Sitka,
Chugiak,
Fairbanks,
Fort Yukon,
Wrangell,
Barrow,
Unalaska, Dutch Harbor,
Aleknarechamute.
This is AK on Alaska News Nightly. I'm Jeremy Shea. This week on AK, dance. Although the ancient form of dance called English Morris was born so long ago its origins are murky, it remains alive and well, even in frozen Alaska. Rant and Raven, Anchorage's Morris Dance Group, is celebrating its 20th anniversary this year with a tour on the Alaska Marine Highway. KSKA's Ellen Lockyer has more.
On a drizzly evening, a half dozen adults are gathered inside a tiny apartment. Feet stomping on the wooden floor, they jump and twirl, brandishing wooden staves, the bells strapped to their legs all a jingle. Don't be alarmed. Dawn Berg and her team are only rehearsing their Morris dance moves.
Morris dancing really is sort of a form of street theater. We probably are one of the shyest Morris dance groups in the world when it comes to being exhibitionists.
In England, Morris dance groups dress in raggedy costumes and traditionally perform outside pubs on holidays or anywhere just for the fun of it. The earliest English language reference to Morris dancing has been traced to 1448, when records show a trade guild paid dancers to perform. The dance may have had its origins outside England. It is thought that the word Morris could have come from Moorish. The clashing of the wooden staves as part of the dance leads some to believe that the original dance was a pantomime of conflict between Christians and Moors during medieval times. The dance became so popular in the 1500s that one contemporary of Shakespeare gained notoriety for dancing all the way from London to Norwich. That's about 100 miles. William Kemp wrote a book about his dance trip, and Rant and Raven is going to bring Morris dance by ferry boat from Bellingham to Yakutat. 2 decades ago, Berg founded the group on her return from school in England, fittingly enough at the foot of the Captain Cook statue in Anchorage.
So I came back and really missed that culture when I came home and kind of met up with Scottish dancers and Irish dancers and all different kinds of people here. And one day we were at the Captain Cook statue and somebody started playing Maid of the Mill, which was a dance that I had danced in England. And I started to dance along and we got to having a conversation about, wouldn't it be fun to start a Morris dance group and take it to the Renaissance Fair? And that's kind of how it all started.
Rant and Raven dances to simple concertina accompaniment, sometimes to only their own singing. Although the art form is ancient, it is plastic enough to allow new dances to be choreographed. Berg says it is difficult to maintain a team or side, as they call it in Morris speak, unless new members are recruited from time to time. Longevity is Rant and Raven's strong suit, though, and they have arranged their own dances, too.
We've actually gotten quite a few of our dances off the internet. We've made up a couple of our own dances over the years, and one of them we call Raven's Nest, and that incorporates the Northwest-style Rant step and the movements of Ravens to have our own signature dance. Another dance that we made up was one that we call Domino 5, and we actually took a Scottish country dance and we reworked a lot of the figures into something that would be an actual Morris dance. And what's exciting about that dance is we actually took that to Portland and taught that. We taught it to Renegade Rose Morris, and they're now doing that dance.
In South Australia I was born, evil way, hard way, South Australia, round it, onward bound for South Australia.
Berg says Morris dancing's ability to evolve and change has helped it to survive into the 21st century. A Harper Touring Arts grant from the Rasmussen Foundation will help pay transportation costs when Rant and Raven, along with 3 other invited Morris teams, perform in Ketchikan, Juneau, and Yakutat during ferry stops. They will bring their show to Palmer on June 27th and to Anchorage on June 28th. I'm Ellen Lockyer.